me a drink from a broken bottle. Fill my glass with the dirty water. What I've lost is gone. What I've gained has no name. Now take my leave once more.
Hello and speedy delivery. This is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and I'm in Pittsburgh. I always listen to WRCT right here in Pittsburgh. Speedy delivery to you.
castle's clean. Pretty man, he'll be home soon. And I hope his life's come clean. Leave the light on, he'll be home by 11. Leave the light on, he'll be home by 11. We'll be there when his ship comes in. He'll bring you pure silk and some sweet perfume. While the man that plays, you dance around the room. Leave the light on, he'll be home by 11. Leave the light on, he'll be home by 11. For I turn 43, bury me beneath the justice tree. Bury me with the lies I told. Bury me with a rusted sword. Thank you.
If I should die for I turn 46, lay me next to old St. Chris. Dress me in my suit of blue and my favorite picture of you. Nazi 49, bury me with my last silver dime. You might get a long distance call, might tell a lie, might tell it all. For I turn 51, bury me with a loaded gun, so I may lose my misery. Please raise my memory. Sky is black, Billy feels bad. Today thinks that he'd be better off dead. He hears the pain roaring in his head. He'll close his eyes and the world turns red. All right. answers over there beyond the wishing well.
That's Five Hearts Breaking from Alejandro Escovedo's 1992 solo debut album, Gravity. Also in that set of music, starting off with the first track, was Paradise, Broken Bottle, One More Time, By 11, Bury Me, and then Five Hearts Breaking. Side one of Gravity here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Alejandro went on to put out one of my favorite albums of the 1990s, which was an album called More Miles Than Money, which was recorded live throughout a tour of his and released as a compilation. Greatest hits, basically. And I still, to this day, find it to be a phenomenal album. And speaking of phenomenal album of the 1990s, the other album outside of the Alejandro Escovedo that was vying for my top spot of my favorite album of the 1990s was Jets to Brazil's debut. 1998 saw their debut, Orange Rhyming Dictionary. And believe it or not, I discovered it by listening to WRCT. Now, the band was formed by former Jawbreaker frontman Blake Schwarzenbach. It was a departure from Jawbreaker's punk sound to a more post-hardcore or maybe even to indie rock territory. Now, lyrically, I found Schwarzenbach's writing style to be very emotive, which makes me sometimes wonder, is this emo? And it's funny, as most people know me, they know that I really don't pay attention to lyrics a lot, and Jets to Brazil might be one of my exceptions in that world. The album was actually produced by Jay Robbins of Government Issue and Jawbox fame. It was recorded, believe it or not, at the same recording studio as another album on this show. Yeah, the debut from Wilco. Yep, both were recorded at the Easley Recording Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. All right, let's check out side one of Jets to Brazil's Orange Rhyming Dictionary. We'll be right back.
And set me free. There's a black rewarding book beneath it. Slip shade if you look carefully. Noise police, Whitehurst TV, airwave methadone. Not the life that's mine. In a stolen car, I rocket west out past that Jersey line. And the robots in the riot gear glimmer in my rearview mirror. Love came like an axe and had her way with this causer. And a rich, deserving book she was recovered and understood. And I awoke.
Attention. You watch TV while we John. You're never so small. We can't see you. You're never too small for our attention. You watch TV when we watch. You're never too small for our attention. You're never so small. We can't see you.
Divine recombinations. I'm just a recordist, receptionist, unhappy medium, receptionist, unhappy medium. Excellent accommodations. I'm just a bellboy, beautiful surroundings. I'm just some gravel or peat moss. What have you? Or peat moss. What have you now? Why must you treat me like you do? Don't you know it's all for you? Infatuation, you do not see me. Die here beside you and see through obscurity. Governess, fancy less, we'll sound the alarm. Drum up some simpleton for you. To eat these apples from your. Just a ledger, hardly worth a mention, or the paper is written on and cried upon and kissed once by wax. But still, you treat me like you do with everything I've done for you. Like a bird of prey along your notepad now. The only ear that turns your way, my dear diary. It's just you and me tonight. You don't love me. Tonight, why
matches. Staying up later, waking up old, and I'm leaving her never. In the way it sways to the slow breeze, I lie spread out on the floor, looking at these things. Most of them are yours, and it's so nice sitting very still without those old shoes I could never fill.
staring at the stars through an ocean haze. Was I one you wished upon? Burned out like a light bulb when you turned me on. And it's so nice sleeping here all shapes like the shower rod. Can it take my weight? I will tell you I am fine. I got some news, friend. Feels like I'm dying.
That wraps up Jets to Brazil's debut album, Side 1 of Orange Rhyming Dictionary. Actually, it was Side 1 and 2, if I can call it that, because in 1998, when Jade Tree Records released this album on vinyl, they released it as a double LP, so each side only had 3 songs, so I opted to put 2 sides together to put 6 songs together to call it Side 1. Track listing in order from start to finish was Crown of the Valley, followed by Mourning New Disease, Resistance is Futile, Starry Configurations, Chinatown, and that last song there, Sea Anemone, which I have a hard time saying for some reason. Hey, don't forget that a minute pause is just a small, almost insignificant space, but a minute pause is 60 seconds of space. So get it straight with a minute pause Tuesdays from 10 until 2 with your host, Sean Watson, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. If you're just tuning in or you're just like, Moxer, I'm still lost on what's going on. I am playing Side 1 of debut albums from various albums that are in my collection. Why? Because Am I lazy? No, it's because I'm on vacation. I'm on vacation right now doing something that isn't this. So I wanted to do this so that you had something to listen to on your normal Viva La Mock radio time, right? So we're now moving into 1985. We're not doing this in any chronological order. It just happens to be 1985. And that's when the Jesus and Mary Chain released their landmark debut, Psycho Candy. With its combination of guitar feedback and traditional pop song structures, it's a style that proved influential on the evolution of the shoegazing genre. The music has been described as bubblegum pop drowned in feedback. That fused with melody and obnoxious bursts of white noise. Wow, you wonder why the Mockster loves this album. Critics have noted that the influence of classic 60s pop groups such as like the Beach Boys and the Rolling Stones, alongside the work of rock bands like the Velvet Underground, the Stooges, and Suicide on this album. Again, wow, why does the Mockster really like this album? You're really writing the story of why he would like this album. So you be the judge. A famous line from the movie, from that movie, Jerry Maguire, was, "You had me at hello." Well, for the Jesus and Mary Chain, I'm going to tell you that for me, they had me at Just Like Honey.
Thank you. Some kind of Thank you.
That wraps up side one of the Jesus and Mary Chain's debut album, 1985's Psycho Candy with Taste of Cindy. Track listing in order, we started off with Just Like Honey, followed by The Living End, Taste the Floor, The Hardest Walk, Cut Dead, In a Hole, and Taste of Cindy. Jesus and Mary Chain still remains one of my favorite bands of all time, but apparently I have a whole bunch of favorite bands of all time. Hey, and speaking of Jesus Mary Chain and their influence on the shoegaze genre, have you ever checked out Nucleotapes? It's a show that actually takes a closer look at an artist's musical DNA. You can join Claude Glass as he digs into the discographies of some of college radio's most beloved artists like Talking Heads, Yola Tango, Cocteau Twins, and he puts the main focus on unexpected influences, overlooked contemporaries, and the modern bands that they've inspired. They're mapping the musical genome one legendary band at a time. You can tune into the program Mondays at 5 right here on WRCT and check our schedule for an encore presentation. He did a whole shoegaze show, and that's just kind of what made me think I should tell you about what's going on. Hey, speaking of what's going on, you know what? I think we'll do a music calendar and a radio calendar. Why not? Because we are coming up on that time of the show when we do a music or a radio calendar. So I've got that right here on the horizon. But a couple other quick announcements while I'm rambling with the microphone on. I got to remind you that the American Red Cross wants you and your family to be prepared for any emergency. You can download any of their free mobile apps to have critical information on what to do in an emergency right there in the palm of your hand. The apps include like first aid, help, hurricane, earthquake, tornado, wildfire, like, you know, disaster recovery efforts, all that good stuff. You can find them by searching Red Cross in the Apple, iTunes, or Google Play stores. Hey, my name is Paul. This is a show called Viva Lamont. And while I'm on vacation, rather than playing a best of or a repeat show, I am actually playing you side one of debut albums of a lot of artists from within my collection. So we will continue that after the top of the hour, after we get to a music and a radio calendar, right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. We are at the top of the hour, and before we get to anything else here on WRCT Pittsburgh, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millvale and is open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop, and doo-wop, and all stops in between. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. You can visit them in Millvale or call them up at 412-821-8484. Let's talk about the WRCT music and radio calendar. For example, the Cary Carpool Cinema is going on at the Cary Blast Furnaces in Rankin, where you can experience a drive-in like no other. More information at riversofsteel.com. And don't forget the Taste of Grace exhibition is going on at the Warhol Museum now through November 29th, which is exploring Warhol's relationship with none other than Grace Jones. More information at warhol.org. And, of course, the Lawrenceville Farmers Market happens each and every Tuesday from 3 to 7 p.m. in Arsenal Park, rain or shine. On the music calendar, some shows that you might be interested in knowing are coming to town. For example, what do we got here? Things like the Indigo Girls doing a free show on June 25th at the South Park Amphitheater. Oh, I'm sorry, June 27th at the Heartwood Amphitheater. Now I'm just making stuff up for you. Sorry. Fits in the Tantrums, July 7th at the Starlight Drive-In up in Butler. We also have Lita Ford at Jurgles on the 19th of July and Electric Six down at the Craft House on the 22nd of July. Lots of shows going on. If you want to check out our complete calendars, go to wrct.org and click on the events tab. If you have something to include on either of these calendars, if it's for the radio calendar, send us an email to radio-calendar@wrct.org. And if it's for the music calendar, send it to music-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear the calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., 11 p.m., and then a special bonus edition brought to you by the Moxster on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. So that's what I know. If you've been listening or just tuning in, I, the Moxster, am on vacation, and I am doing a special set of music where I'm playing the debut albums, but side one of the debut albums of a lot of my favorite artists from my personal collection. So let's get back into that. We've got two more hours of this program to go, and we'll check it out right after this message.
Right now, we all might feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone with smaller social circles, feelings of loneliness and isolation can feel overwhelming. But there's something we can all do to help. Connect with your older loved one virtually and have the conversation of a lifetime with StoryCorps Connect. Anyone can conduct an interview, and every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history. Connect, honor, share at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's the Moxster. Let's get back into these album sides. Now we're going to dip back into an album that was always finds its way into the top 500 releases of all time, and we're talking about New York City's own Television with the album Marquee Moon. It's been cited by rock critics as one of the greatest records in the American punk rock movement. Now, what's interesting about that is that when you think about or the word punk, it's not really the sound that you hear of Television, because what Television did was they abandoned that contemporary punk rock power chord in favor of rock and jazz-inspired interplay, melodic lines, counter melodies. In fact, Tom Verlaine's lyrics combined like urban and pastoral imagery, references to Lower Manhattan, themes of references of poetry. He actually used puns and double entendres to give his songs an impressionistic quality in describing his perception of an experience. With that, I give you side one of Television's Marquee Moon.